Hello there, everyone. This is
In Case You Missed It.
We're your hosts, Jason and Tony. In case you missed it this morning, there's a new dating term called dog fishing. I love that they act like dudes lying to women to get a date's a new thing, but I guess they just keep adding new terms to it.
That goes back to cavemen.
I know, yeah, they've been doing it, yeah. Right.
That's a caveman line.
The dinosaur they killed wasn't that big. They were lying to y'all cave ladies. Yeah,
his cave wasn't as furnished as he said it was. It was a lie.
There's a new thing called dog fishing. It's where dudes are posting pictures of themselves with dogs that they don't own. To attract matches, people are faking dog ownership because it helps them look like they have nurturing qualities.
Oh, my gosh.
Erica Etten is an online dating coach.
Online dating.
Now, boys, let's get in there and let's do some dating real good. Come on, let's get out there and fight till you the end.
Swipe right, boys.
Go till you score. Wait, that sounded bad. Not that kind of coach.
Anyway, she says, sometimes women subconsciously equate things like how a man treats his dog is how he would treat a partner.
Huh. But do you know how cold-hearted you're going to look if you're the guy that walks over to the animal shelter and says, hey, you mind if I take some pictures with some of these pitiful dogs?
And then
dogs
don't and adopt
these,
it?
Yeah, I'm not wanting to adopt. I'm just wanting some pictures.
Now, here's a smart move, guys, if you're going to do this. Now, I'm just telling you the advice. I'm not saying you should do this or not. But let's say you dogfish. Mm-hmm. Let's say you get a date because of it.
Yeah.
Date says, what happened to your dog? My dog just passed.
Then you're going to get a shoulder to cry on, too. You're a genius, Gump.
Sorry.
Wow. Smooth.
You are now allowed to take your miniature horse on an airplane.
Yes, he said miniature horse.
Yeah, apparently now the Department of Transportation has added miniature horses to the list of service animals that can get on an airplane.
On an airplane?
Yeah, so if you have a service miniature horse? Then you can take it on the airplane with you, and it doesn't have to be restrained either.
Say that out loud.
You can take a miniature horse on an airplane, and it doesn't have to be restrained.
Yeah, it sounded crazy that time, too.
But how awesome would that be?
How hated would you be? Be that guy walking up the aisle. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Would you excuse my horse, please?
And that horse is going to poop.
Oh, it's a horse.
It's going to poop.
And they poo lots.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Miniature, that'd be... little Hershey Kisses, probably.
No. There's the body of the horse still has a... There's a good-sized horse. They're shorter legs. They're like Dotsons. They're like Dotson horses. Ain't they? They just look like sawed-off horses.
They're just a smaller version. They're a miniature, so to speak, like it's in the name.
I bet you they pie up just like the full-size horse.
Oh, my gosh.
I wouldn't want to get on the airplane with one.
Nuh-uh. Now, if you had a miniature horse, Tony, what would you name your miniature horse?
Richard.
Richard.
Little Richard. He'd go,
Little Richard.
Hey, get out of the way. It's me, Little Richard.
The FDA released today that we shouldn't be drinking bleach.
Go figure.
This just in from NBC News and the FDA.
Okay, what?
Now, they say this.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking bleach will not cure cancer or autism.
Okay.
So, don't drink bleach, says the FDA.
Boy, ain't you glad they come out with that warning.
Boy, I'm so glad that they're there to let us all know not to drink bleach. Because, I mean, I was going to go home and pour me a cold glass of Clorox and just relax.
Hey, look there. The FDA stepped in and saved you, Jason.
Thank you, FDA.
I have a few more warnings.
Okay.
This in also, don't shut face in George Foreman grill. Another, liquid plumber doesn't cure constipation.
No, it doesn't. Don't try it.
Do not headbutt nails. Is the FDA.
Yeah, they recommend a hammer still.
One more. Uh-huh. Do not make poot sounds on a grizzly bear's belly. They don't like that.
There you go. There's all your warnings for today. Tony had some easy ways for you to cool down today.
Hope these help. Easy way number one. Wear a pair of loose leg jeans, then hang your leg out the car window towards oncoming traffic. This is called a trouser tunnel. The wind of driving plus the wind of passing cars will create a nice wind tunnel through your pants. Easy idea number two. Wear a pair of your wife's pantyhose over your pants. Then fill the pantyhose with ice. After that, put on insulated jogging pants over the pantyhose. Now, you're practically a koozie from the waist down. Easy idea number three. Get your ex-wife's toothbrush, then clean some rest area commodes with it, then put it back. It's about as cold as it gets right there.
Here's a brand new word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
A charf. A charf is when a person sneezes and barfs at the same time. A charf.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
It's in the key of something.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
My roommate says I'm schizophrenic, but I don't have a roommate. Wait a minute.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
This is a story here, just a great reminder of how much teachers care.
Okay.
There's a 30-year-old guy in Waco, Texas. His name is Chris Barrington. He's got a lot of special needs. He only functions at about a six-year-old level, and he hasn't had a great home life either.
Poor dude.
The only person who took any care of him was his father. His father passed away with leukemia earlier this month.
Oh.
Police recently found Chris wandering down a highway all alone.
Oh.
He doesn't have any immediate family at all, so when cops talked to him, one of the names he gave them was Michael Gerard, a teacher he hadn't talked to in years.
Uh-huh.
Michael had him as a student for 4 years in junior high, and he remembered how. Michelle had him as a student for 4 years in junior high, and he remembered how nice she was.
Aww.
So the cops talked to her, and she agreed to take him in while they figured out more of a long-term solution.
Well, he's all alone and operating at a six-year-old level.
But then she found out that he'd probably end up in an institution of some kind, so she filed paperwork to take permanent custody of him. This is a teacher that this kid had in junior high. And now permanent caretaker. I mean, that's a huge amount of responsibility.
And wow, and Chris got a new home.
Yeah.
That's really amazing.
Cool. Michelle Gerard, you are
real good.
But that wraps it up for the podcast today. Thank y'all so much for listening. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.